The third and the last chapter in our reading through the Minor Prophets, and in this case the book of Habakkuk, is in the form of a psalm that breaks down into three parts. The first part is a prayer in which the prophet pleads with the Lord to do what he had just revealed. In other words, to bring judgment on the Chaldeans. But he adds, in wrath, remember mercy. The second part is a vision, and Habakkuk sees a great storm arise, and in the very midst of the storm, God is present. It symbolizes the coming of God in all of his power and majesty to judge the nations, but also to redeem his people. And the third part of the psalm, or of the chapter, describes the effects of that vision on the prophet. Remember, it has started with Habakkuk's complaint, and so it ends as he sees what God is doing and has promised to do. There's fear and trembling on the part of Habakkuk because he sees that desolation is coming. And yet there's a joyful trust in the Lord God because he knows that God is working out the salvation of his people. The final words of the psalm describe the heights of salvation and blessing to which God will eventually bring his people. Habakkuk's God is a God of glory, one who reveals his glory in both creation and in history. He's the living God. He makes the dead idols that we saw last time, the dead idols of the nations, look ridiculous. He's the God of power, who commands both the land and the sea, the heavens and the earth. And therefore, he is the God of victory who will lead his people to triumph. Now, the book opened with perplexity on the part of the prophet, doubt, but it closes with certainty and with joy. The perplexity and doubt that had been caused by the apparent triumph of the wicked and even God's apparent indifference is followed by assurance and joy because God reveals that he is at work. Even when we can't perceive him, even when we don't understand, he's at work. He's in the work in the world, even in the midst of violence and wrong, and he acts in wisdom and righteousness, notwithstanding all the appearances to the contrary. God has an end in view, and ultimately the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. In the meantime, the righteous, well, we're to live by faith. Trust in God. Trust that he is at work in the world. Habakkuk teaches us that we ought to face our doubts and offer our questions honestly. We ought to take them humbly to the Lord, wait for his word to teach us, and then worship him, no matter how we feel, no matter what we see. Reading then this third chapter of Habakkuk. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, according to Shigonath. O Lord, I have heard the report of you, and your work, O Lord, do I fear. In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His splendor covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. Rays flashed from his hand, and there he veiled his power. Before him went pestilence and plague followed at his heels. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and shook the nations. Then the eternal mountains were scattered. The everlasting hills sank low. His were the everlasting ways. I saw the tents of Cushan in the affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was your wrath against the rivers, O Lord? Was your anger against the rivers or your indignation against the sea? When you rode on your horse or your chariot of salvation, you stripped the sheath from your bow, calling for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. The raging waters swept on. The deep gave forth its voice. It lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their place, at the light of your arrows as they sped, at the flash of your glittering spear. You marched through the earth in fury. You threshed the nations in anger. You went out for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You crushed the head of the house of the wicked, laying him bare from thigh to neck. You pierced with his own arrows the heads of his warriors, who came like a whirlwind to scatter me, rejoicing as if to devour the poor in secret. You trampled the sea with your horses, the surging of mighty waters. I hear, and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. Yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold and there be no herds in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Thus far, the reading of God's word.